こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、プロスワンに掲載されちょっと待って、 Oh my god ねえ、もう
No, I just I forgot we changed the order and I was listening to that bird.
もう
OK
こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、プロスワンに掲載された研究で、フリードリヒ・アレクサンダー大学の心理学チームが被験者にゲームで激しく勝ち負けを争ってもらい、ホルモンレベルを測定するためにゲームの前後に唾液のサンプルを採取しました。その結果、女性よりも男性の方が攻撃的になる傾向にあること、負けた側の方が勝った側より攻撃的になること、そして個人戦の時よりもグループ戦の時の方が被験者が攻撃的な態度を取ることが分かりました。また女性に関しては、もともと持っている権力に対する欲求の度合いによって勝ったり負けたりした時のホルモン値に大きな差が見られ、権力に強い欲求を持っている女性は勝った後にテストステロンと卵胞ホルモンの値が上昇していました。
In new research published in PLOS ONE, a team of psychologists at Friedrich Alexander University had subjects compete intensely playing video games and then tested the hormone levels in their saliva. The results indicated that men tend to be more aggressive than women, thatPeople who lost tend to be more aggressive than people who won, and that people tended to become more aggressive in group contests than in one-on-one contests. They also found that women's hormonal reaction depended on their desire for power, and that in women who had greater desire for power, winning raised their levels of testosterone and estradiol.
Yeah, was it video games?
I thought it was video games.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't it?
わかんない。
Maybe it was just...
Games.
I mean, the principle should hold.
Yeah.
In either.
Yeah. あの、大人になってからもみんなでゲームしたときに、絶対毎回本気にしてちょっと怒り出す人っていない？
Yeah.
いつも同じ人。
I like those people. how would you categorize yourself? Are you someone who has...An immense desire for power?
No.
No?
No.
But when you win in a competitive setting, do you still get like a rush?
Yeah, yeah, 嬉しいよ。うん。でもどうだろうな。オフィスで働いてた時は、もう誰よりも早くプロモーション欲しいとかは思った。
うん。
だけど、今別に力いらない。
Are you the same person?
どうなんだろうね。でもゲームしてるときは別にそんなにコンペティティブじゃないっていうか、
hmm.
結構チルだよ。
It's something you kind of decide from the outset too. Like, I don't really care about this, or there's a lot of variation between people as well.
そうだね。なんか I do care about it. I love games. So, なんかカードゲームとか大人用の、あと人狼とか。この間もうちに14人ぐらい来て人狼やったんだけど、めっちゃ熱くなるし楽しいじゃん。ただその喧嘩になるほどのことじゃないと思ってるから、なんかちょっと雰囲気悪くする人とかいるじゃん、カードゲームとかしてて、なんかそんなのずるいみたいなの言い始めたりとかさ、それはなんかそこまでって思う。
What are the, I think Monopoly is a good example of a game that does that. There's another game called Risk that is notorious for, Risk is a game where you're negotiating with other people kind of politically to take someone out,
take out
a certain country. And so if there's three people on one front line of a battle, you know, why are you attacking me instead of this person, right? And then that, it's designed to basically make people hate each other.
あの、人狼も結構さ、まあ全部 ディスカッションだから、
うん、
ディスカッションだし嘘ついたりとか自分をディフェンドしたりしなきゃいけないから、うん、結構みんな熱くなって、いやおかしいでしょとか言ったりするんだけど、なんか今まで一緒にやったことある人はみんな熱くなるんだけど、ゲーム終わった瞬間にもうなんていうの、仲良しっていうか、
うん、
あの時すごかったねみたいな感じですごいフラットになれるから好き。
You know the expression sore loser、I think that there's something about people who are sore losers that is、I know people where if they lose a game in like FIFA or something、it's on their mind for like weeks and they can't wait until they can get that back、you know, like it's、
でもなんかある意味それぐらい熱くなれる方が楽しいだろうねと思わない？
Yeah, there's a
limit. なんかそれぐらい本気で捉えられるっていう方が、
There's a limit.
Yeah.
I understand the group thing a lot because in cooperative situations, so if you have like 2-on-2 for example, or 3-on-3 for example, there's, you know, the dispensation of responsibility of guilt.
Yeah.
You know, like you screwed it, you know, like, and as soon as you have, so the challenge with that teamwork is to not grow that hostility within the team, because that's actually the most likely thing to cause you to fail, not this person's little mistake. It's the, you know, the cohesion of the team that is going to get you to win. So.
そうだね。なんか確かに、まあ男女って一括りにできないけど、それでも傾向としてやっぱり女性がこうさ、悪い雰囲気になるってあんまり見たことないね、ゲームやってて。男の子は結構すぐさ、喧嘩すんのここでみたいになる、なりそうな時とかあるじゃん。
Well, if you play online where people don't know each other, it's very intense, and people are extremely disrespectful. And it becomes extreme. Like, you can get mad. My brother is an avid video gamer, and he gets very upset sometimes. Depending on what happens, because it's your reputation in a sense. It's like, I'm not a loser.
Right.
I didn't, you know.
Right.
Or it's
まあスコアが残るからでしょ。しかも戦績みたいなのが。
There's that, and there's like, I don't know what it is. I'm embedded in it as a male, so it's hard to. I know what it feels like, but it's kind of hard to deconstruct from the outside. But I'm super competitive that way.
Yeah.
Like, if I go go-kart racing, I have to win. I have to win.
Ah, so.
I have to. Once you lose, I kind of sever that. You know, if I lose, it's like, you have to. I feel like if you're truly competitive and someone beats you, then you should be willing to give them all of that respect, you know?
Right.
It's the validity of somebody else accomplishing what you wanted to do. I mean, if it was going to be so great for you, like it's that great for them too, so.
Yeah. ゲーム楽しいよね。なんか最近本当に人狼めっちゃ、まあ、ずっとハマってるじゃん。でこの対面で人とやるのが楽しすぎて、なんか初対面でも全然できるの、知らない人とでも。で日本人だけどすごい喋んないとできないゲームだから、みんな喋るし、だからうちに来た、この間14人来た時もほとんど友達の友達みたいな感じで、知らない人だったもん。
It's good to just hang out with people too.
そうそうそう。
And have an excuse to hang out with human beings in a physicalIn a physical location.
そうで結局パーティーとか行ってもさ、14人と一気には喋れないじゃん。でも人狼だったら14人と一気に喋るし、な関係ない話もするし、でみんな携帯とかいじってる暇ないじゃん。集中しないといけないから、だからみんながなんか 100% 集中して、でお酒も飲まないのね。もうみんなガチだから。
Really?
そうみんなシラフの状態で、いい大人、本当みんな30代だったと思うけど。そう、めっちゃ楽しいよ。
There's something about like knitting circles.
Yeah.
like knitting circles and like book clubs.
そう、book clubs 超やりたいの。ずっとやりたくて。
No one's reading these days.
That's not true. That's not true. So
book clubs are like
book club. やりたいの忘れてた。今思い出した。
Like most of the members are Amish.
Well, my grandma has a book club, and もうね、何十年って言ったかな。本当に40年ぐらいやってるの。
Wow.
でもちろんメンバーはどんどん減ってるんだけど、もうおばあちゃんだし。でも今でも会ってお茶したりとかしてて、しかもなんかルールとしてフィクションはダメなのね。その40年間。だからフィクションじゃなくて歴史のやつとか、あの新書みたいなのとかを読むっていうのでやってきてて面白いよね。次もゲームの話だけど、次、イギリスのゲームソフト会社忍者セオリーがケンブリッジ大学の神経学者ポール・フレッチャー教授の協力のもと3年間かけて開発したゲーム Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice が先週販売開始されました。物語はケルト人戦士のセヌアが死んだ恋人の魂を解放するためにアンダーワールドを冒険するというものですが、セヌアは精神疾患を抱えており冒険中も常に幻聴や幻覚などに襲われます。プレイヤー自身も幻聴で聞こえてくる言葉の矛盾や誤った警告に惑わされるようになっています。精神疾患をきちんと扱うため実際に精神疾患を持つ人々に試験的にプレイしてもらいアドバイスを得たほか、幻聴を再現するために立体音響を使うなど、ゲームとしては初めて科学的なエビデンスをもとに精神疾患が描かれています。
UK-based gaming company Ninja Theory has spent 3 years in collaboration with Cambridge neuroscientist Paul Fletcher to develop a new video game called Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice. The game's story is about a Celtic soldier named Senua who traverses the underworld in order to release the soul of her deceased lover. Senua suffers from a mental illness and experiences visual and auditory hallucinations throughout her journey. During gameplay,The player themselves will have to navigate contradicting voices and mistaken warnings. In order to accurately replicate the condition, the developers collected gameplay feedback from people with mental illnesses. They also used stereophonic sound to more accurately reproduce the auditory hallucinations. This is the first time a game has depicted mental illness in this way using scientific research.
そう、映画の世界だと結構、まあ、メメントとか古いとこで言うと、あと去年やっぱり、あの Girl on the Train だっけとか In the Dark Dark Woods みたいな、その、主人公が記憶がない状態でスタートするとか、だから本当のことが主人公にも分かんないし、読んでる側も主人公が思ってることが本当なのか定かじゃないまま、読んだり見たりしなきゃいけないっていうのはちょっとなんか流行ってる感じがしたけど、ゲームだと基本的に主役は健康だもんね、大体。
There was this what was that game called? There was a game called Darkness Within, maybe something like that.
Okay.
Some creepy sounding.And that game had weird, sort of psychological stuff built into it. Where Max Payne had that too. You know the game Max Payne? You know Max? They made a movie with Wahlberg, Max Payne.
Okay.
Max Payne is this guy who, he's like the original bullet time guy. He like dives sideways with dual Uzis.And then you press a button and it goes into slow motion and you shoot people. But in that game, he would have these, I think his daughter was kidnapped or something. And he's like a cop, like his family was murdered by this bad guy. And you're like chasing these bad guys. But he would have these dreams where you have to beat the dream.
Okay.
So you're a player, but you're inside of his dream or his hallucination or whatever it is.
Okay.
And that was a pretty big game that had, it would use the game reality to kind of confuse you. Like you'd go to a door and it would like disappear. And so it's like your senses are being messed with.
そう、これも基本的にゲームプレイの動画見てたんだけど、まあ 結構常に幻聴が聞こえてて、いろんな声で、
うん、
で確かにあっちに行けだの、行かない方がいいだの、矛盾したこと言ったりとか、うん、なんか後ろにいるみたいに思わせといて振り返ったら別に何もないとか、うん、そういうすごい混乱を招くような感じになってる。
So it's a horror game, right? I mean, it's in the underworld. So,
うん、結構怖い感じ。すごい暗くて、そこを一人で進んでいかなくちゃいけないっていう。
Is this gonna be on VR?
いや、怖すぎ。無理だよ。
Yeah? You think so?
なんかこれもね、一応その精神疾患っていうものをただ傍観するんじゃなくて、第一人称の視点で見ることによって、
mm-hmm.
あ、こういう感じなんだっていうのをみんなに分かってもらえると理解が進むんじゃないかみたいなことを、
But まあ、
この先生も言ってるんだけど、
But that, I mean, if you're trying to put yourself in that perspective, then virtual reality would probably be the way to,
まあね、
to actually do that.
そうで、なんかこれのゲームに出てくるクォートでここに書いたんだけど、 And once relief settles in, it strikes out of nowhere, throwing you helplessly back into the maelstrom, drowning the mind in fear, deeper, deeper, dragging you down so far into the void that maybe this time there is no coming back. もうリアルすぎて、多分すごい健康な人しかできないなって思っちゃった。このゲーム、hmm. 私多分無理、
hmm.
なんだろう、
Maybe people in the middle are the most susceptible、
うん、あ、てか本当に病気の時は多分
You don't have
やりたくない、
well,
もともとやりたくないだろうし、 今なんかやったら危ない人もいるんじゃないかなっていうの、あ、私とか。
Mm. I feel that way about virtual reality. I spoke to someone recently who owned one of the high-end VR sets. And
they, 何持ってんの?
I think they had the...
HTC?
Either the Oculus or the HTC. I forget which one. But they used it for several months on a regular basis. And they were telling me that it kind of got weird. That because you have memories of stuff that's your memories seem like they're real,
yeah.
You know, so it kind of weirded him out, and he sold it. So it's not like, oh, it's not good enough. That's not the problem.
Yeah.
The problem is that it can, for some people, it might cause psychosis or cause you to feel very bizarre.
内容によるよね。まあ私友達で超健康だけど。VR でバイオハザードやってもうなんかすごいストレスだったって言ってた。やっぱ怖いから、なんかそれもわかる気が、なんか仕事から帰ってきてさ、超疲れてる時にゾンビと戦いたくないみたいな。
Right. Well, my friend is saying it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what you're doing. That's his point. It doesn't matter what the software is. The fact that you're in VR and then out of VR and then in VR and then out of VR, and they're both such encompassing, kind of complete experiences.
Right. So it gets weird.
It gets weird.
これもね、ゲームプレイ見てると本当に、まあ、まず難しそうだなって思ったのと、なんかあと、Motherboard の記事に書いてあったのが、これね、何回か死ぬと、だから死ぬたんびにセヌアのがロットしていくみたいな、ちょっとずつ、でそれがアキュミュレートするとセーブデータが全部飛んで一からやり直しになりますみたいな、ただそれが何回死ぬと本当にそれが起きるのかっていうのは書いてなくて、でなんか本当はね、なんか相当死なないとならないっぽいんだけど、中途半端にそうやって言われていることによってプレイヤーストレスを感じるじゃん。なんか死にたくないみたいな。
Is this game fun? It doesn't sound like it's fun.
なんかレビューはすごいいいんだよね。だから楽しいは楽しいのかな。だから健康だったら。
Maybe it's a good game, but is it fun? Is it intended to be fun? I guess is what I'm asking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is for entertainment って書いてあった。でもなんかちゃんと戦いのインストラクションとかもなく始まったりとか、ちょっとなんていうの、そういう ざわざわ感をすごい引き起こすようにできてる。
Do you think this really communicates? I mean, I applaud the effort, and I think it can provide some insight into mental illness, but it just, I don't know. I think it's so much, they're almost incomparable in a sense. I mean,
まあ、私は多分自分はやらないだろうなと思ったけど、例えばそのマザーボードの記事書いた人が言ってたのは、自分は家族にそういう精神疾患持ってる人がいるから、
mm.
なんかこれをやってみて実際あこういう感じの時もあるのかなって、もちろん全部が分かるわけじゃないけど、mm. なんとなく、
mm.
なんかそれはすごい面白かったって言ってたから、まあ、そういう意味では意味あるのかなとか、まあ、あと単純にその精神疾患を持ってる主人公っていうのがたまにはいてもいいんじゃないかっていうのは思う。なんか常にみんながハッピーで健康みたいなのってあんまり現実的じゃないから、うん、ただそれを例えば自分はそのアンザイティとかディプレッションとかあって、そういう主人公のゲームをやりたいかっていうとやりたくないけどでも超健康な人はが普通にエンターテインメントとしてやりたいって思うんだったら、別にそれはそれでいいんじゃないかなと思う。
It's interesting that we can use video games to try to show each other different realities, because you know we've been putting the objective material reality into video games for a while, but to explore perspectives inside these virtual worlds is pretty interesting to me and probably valuable.
Yeah. 次、アメリカ心理学会がアメリカ、ブラジル、中国、ドイツ、ガーナ、イスラエル、ポーランド、シンガポールに住む2324人の大学生を対象に幸福感と感情の関係性について研究を行いました。一般的に憎悪や敵対心、怒りなどのネガティブな感情よりも愛や信頼、情熱や興奮などのポジティブな感情をより多く体験したいと答えた学生が大半でしたが、11% の学生が現状より愛情や共感を少なく感じたいと答え、10% が怒りや憎悪をもっと感じたいと答えました。具体的な理由として、暴力的な恋人への愛情を減らすことができれば別れられるからなどが挙げられていました。全体的に感情自体がポジティブであれネガティブであれ、自分の欲している感情を体験できている人ほど人生の満足度が高く、うつ病などの症状も少ない傾向にありました。
The American Psychological Association has conducted a study involving 2,324 university students living in the US, Brazil, China, Germany, Ghana, Israel, Poland, and Singapore, asking them about their life satisfaction and their emotions. While most respondents indicated that they wanted to feel more pleasant emotions like love and passion, and less unpleasant emotions in their lives, like hatred and opposition, 11% of students responded that they want to feel less love and sympathy, with 10% wanting to feel more anger and hatred. A specific reason could be, if someone could feel less affection for an abusive partner, then they might be able to leave them, for example. Generally, to the extent that people felt the emotions that they desired, their life satisfaction was higher, and they had less depressive symptoms, regardless of whether the emotions they actually feel are positive or negative.
そう、要は愛情みたいなこうポジティブな感情だからといって、それを感じているときは常にハッピーっていうわけじゃないっていう。
うん、
この abusive boyfriend は実際の、あの、女子学生の答えだったみたいなんだけど、うん、だから、ああこの人のこともうちょっと好きじゃなければよかったとか、そういう好きって思いたくないけど好きって思っちゃうとか、信頼しちゃダメって思ってるのに信頼しちゃうとか、まあダイエットの時もそうだけど痩せたいのに食べちゃうみたいな、そういう分裂してる状態がやっぱりストレスだよねっていう話だよね。
So, in a sense, it's like I wish that it were easier to make decisions.
うん。
right? I mean, that's one of the practical effects of, you know, liking this person less, or because you've already made the decision in your own mind, because you're saying, like, I wish I liked them less. I wish I didn't care so much about the opposite side of my, you know, good and bad consequences of the decision that I've made inside my head.
Mm.
And so it's, I mean, it's a situation where you're not sure enough, almost.
Mm.
Or it's just too difficult. Because when you make a decision, there are all these ripple effects to it too, and
yeah,
it's a commitment.
そうね。まあ、uncertainty。
Yeah。
まあ、あとこの論文書いた人が言ってたのは、西洋だと特に常にハッピーじゃなきゃいけないっていうなんか期待値があって、そうすると、まあハッピーじゃない時はもちろん、なんでハッピーじゃないんだろうって思ってストレスだし、ハッピーだとしてももっとハッピーになれるんじゃないかみたいな感じで、こう常に不満足の感じが生まれちゃうっていう傾向が見られるっていうのは言ってた。
Mm. Do you feel like that? Do you get that?
たまにあるかな、なんか。なんか、なんだろう、特に理由なく、まあ、anxiety じゃないけど、なんか、うわーってなってる時に、
mm.
Why am I like this? みたいな。Why am I not?
But are other people asking you, like,Why aren't you?
No.
No.
Do people do that to you? Like, why aren't you happy?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're kind of in a bad mood, then people will be like, oh, you know, what's wrong or why?
Ah, そういうこと?
You know, what's going on? Which kind of gives off this sense of like, hey, you should be happy.
そうだね。あとはなんか、まあPMS なのか分かんないけど、なんか夫に対してイラッとしてる時とかに、なんで優しくできないんだろう今みたいな、なんでイライラするんだろうみたいな、like、もっとラブラブにしたいんだけど今できないっていう感じ分かる、そういうのとかはね。
There's I feel like partly because of the internet, but people are kind of consciously aware of how they are perceived and how what their happiness level is perceived as being.
Mm.
And some people get into a state where it's like, well, I'm miserable, but at least people think I'm happy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a very weird place for people to put themselves, but I think it's quite common now, you know, kind of we maintain this image. You know, I still have a nice car in my driveway.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't give a shit, but you know other people give a shit.
Mm.
And somehow that works.
Mm.
Right?
そうね。なんか、しかも特にやっぱテレビとかセレブとかって常にみんながテンション高くハッピーじゃないとダメみたいな感じがあるじゃん。
うん。
で、それをずっと見てるとなんか、あ、みんな元気なんだって思っちゃう人もいそうじゃない？みんな常に元気みたいなさ、なんかテレビ見てて今日ちょっと調子悪いとか今日ちょっと機嫌悪いんだよねみたいなのって許されない感じがあるから、
mm-hmm. And there are specific roles on television where it's like you're the happy one.
そうそうそう、ね、you know, みんなを元気にさせなきゃいけないっていうのがあるから、
yeah, you maintain the, you know, the mood in here.
Yeah.
And because we have this guy showing up who has full license to be a curmudgeon, you know. So,
up down はあるよね。なんか収録しててもそういうのがみんな聞いててわかるのかなって思うときはある。なんかちょっと機嫌悪いとか、
yeah.
ちょっとマイケルがなんか言ってイラッとしてるとか、絶対なんかずっと聞いてる人だったらわかるかなって思うけど。
Well, we have,
隠せないかしょうがない。
We have fully complete lives with a lot of different moving parts, and
yeah.
And there are things, shocking things that happen to us as well that, you know, might not be everyone's business.
そうだね。結構みんな、なんかね、この間たまたま、まあ、ある芸能人というか、あるテレビの人が、 なんかすごいみんなに叩かれてるのをインスタグラムで見てしまって、
うん、
あのすごいんだよねみんなの言い方っていうか、
うん、
あの日本語なんだけどびっくりしちゃった。なんかでもこういうの見ちゃうとやっぱりなんだろう、あこうやって怒られちゃうんだって思って、
うん、
自分も戦えないようにしようとかって思っちゃう人もいっぱいいるだろうしとか。
There's some amazing I mean how far people go on the internet is always amazing to me. Like it's like is this how people like who what slice of the population is this? Like
ね、だってさ、実際に会ってさ、そんなやばい人いる？私全然ないんだけど、その、
no.
普通に出会う人でやばいこと言う人とかすごい意地悪な人とかって全然いないから、mm. 自分の経験だけで言うと別に人間って結構いい感じだと思うんだけど、なんかでもシャーロッツビルとか見てるとさ、やばいじゃん人間。だから
シャーロッツビル、
あのバイスのやつ見た？
Yeah, I did.
あれですごいびっくりしちゃった私。あ、ここまでオーガナイズされてるんだと思って。Do you remember that guy who was on the phone? He's like, "Yo, we're ready to send 200 men with guns right now." I'm like, "Really?"
No, people are starting to treat this this whole thing as like combat. You know, both sides are showing up with shields and weapons and pepper spray and bricks to throw and
yeah.
And violence is seriously not the answer. Seriously, it's not.
Yeah, and
but so many people are condoning violence and crazy divisive behavior.
Yeah, and it's like 昨日ね、たまたまニュージャージーから友達が来てて会ってその話してて、mm-hmm. いやなんかなんだろう、自分はそういう人に会ったことないからやっぱりネットとかテレビでしか見たことがないわけじゃん。Mm-hmm. こういう本当になんか殺してもいいみたいな人とかさ、
mm-hmm.
そういうことを言う人っていうのは、well, だからどこにいたの今までみたいな、なんていうの、自分のリアリティの、
mm-hmm.
実際に会ったことある人っていうところから得た情報の中では今までこんなの見たことないっていう、
yeah. Well, Antifa has been in the media associated with Black Lives Matter for some time but people really were not ready for a bunch of these white supremacists with like tiki torches to come yeah. out. I mean, yeah. it just the optics, just the visual. Like yeah. I immediately thought of the scene from the Frankenstein movie where the villagers like rounded together, like they all came yeah, together.
私あれ思った。Beauty and the Beast でみんながトーチ持って、
yeah,
ビーストやっつけに行くとき。
Yeah, well,
that's 本当にあんな感じじゃん、だって。
It really was, and it's people are on crazy pills.
I know.
People are seriously on crazy pills.
本当どうしちゃったのみんな。
People need to chill.
でもなんか最初に聞いた時に、あれどうしたんだろうって思ったのと、Vice のあのレポーティング見た時のレベルが違った。正直、mm-hmm. 想像以上だった。あのなんかリーダーみたいな人のインタビューとかしてたじゃん。なんか。Like the fact that no one on our side died today, it means a score for us. みたいな。It's like,
oh, the
何の話？
The unite the right guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's pissed.
しかもさ、
did you see the
video? He has so many guns on him. Like, did you see that? なんかスパイみたいにさ、靴下の中に一個、ここに一個、ここに一個みたいな感じでさ、
yeah.
何に備えてんの？誰と戦ってんの？みたいな。
It's so political for them that they're tying in the right to bear arms and like all the other stuff is all getting tied into the,
yeah.
you know, the right to display the Confederate flag, the all this stuff, you know, gets tied into that
yeah.
their presentation. So, did you see the videos of them actually going at each other?Like the when the two sides lined up and there was like a standoff.
Okay.
There was a standoff between the white supremacists, white nationalists, and I guess the alt-right. There's a lot of debate about who was even involved.
Yeah.
Like we can't tell.
But the Nazi, neo-Nazi もいるでしょ?
There were definitely Nazis there.
Yeah.
And nobody knows how many of those white nationalists are like secretly Nazi.
Yeah.
Because they don't, you know, it's bad PR if they're just like, we're all Nazis. But
it's 2017 and I just can't believe that we're still talking about Nazis. Like, what the fuck?
It wasn't a Nazi demonstration, although it's clear that there were a bunch of Nazis there.
Yeah.
Or at least too many. I mean,
yeah,
any Nazis is way too many.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean...
びっくりしちゃった, 本当に.
But the whole country is now completely on crazy pills over this whole thing that really involved a small number of people that are representing very extreme positions.
Yeah.
I mean, small number of people representing extreme positions. You know, we had the Antifa is an openly socialist group. So they have the hammer sickle, right? The communist symbols. And then the white nationalist, white supremacist, Nazi, neo-Nazis have their Nazi symbols.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what year is it? We have the hammer and sickle on this side, and we have the Nazi symbol on this side.
Yeah.
And it's
what
just
is
like,
going on?
You know, neither of these things should have anything to do with America. Like, seriously. The World War II was about getting rid of both of these ideological extremes.
Yeah.
You know?
しかもなんかバイスの見てたらさ、どっちのサイドもなんかあのそのアメリカンっていうのの定義がずれてるわけじゃん、お互い要は、
mm-hmm.
だからもうなんていうの、あいつらアメリカ人じゃない、right. 俺がたちが本当のアメリカ人だ、uh-huh. いやいやそうじゃないみたいな、なんかもう平行線っていうかさ、
mm-hmm.
それでしかもメディアもなぜかトランプが何言うかにすごい注目するじゃん、
yeah.
なんかさそんなの
They take what Trump says and everyone interprets it in different ways. And then it what Trump said becomes basically the deciding factor for, you know, how we think about everything else.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. We should look at what happened and let Trump's, you know, statement be just a statement and not,
yeah.
you know, not... I don't know, the final word or the end of the world, if he says... Because people are really getting into, like, you know, Trump... He like, condemned both sides, and so
yeah,
that...
he condemned both sides, and he used the word alt-left, and it's like... Well, it's not about that, like...
He was trying to be politically neutral in a moment where people were very upset about what happened with the driver and that woman
yeah.
dying, and it wasn't the right way to handle that.
確実にコミュニケーションとして間違ってるじゃん。まあ、ステートメント出すのまず遅すぎるしとかあるけども、でもまあ、大抵の人が多分、racist じゃないと思うから、アメリカの人もね。Mm-hmm.なんかそれをみんななんか忘れてるっていうかさ。
How many racists are there? How many Nazis are there? Because right now, if you look at the media, it makes it sound like almost like most of the country is a Nazi sympathizer at this
yeah.
point. You know.
でもそんなに
I really think it's a small number of people.
なんかそんなに強大な力をこの人たちにあげちゃっていいのかっていうか逆に。
Yeah.
そんな大きいボイスがあるわけじゃないってことだよ、本当は。
I think that if whatever the group is, Antifa or alt-left, I don't even know what alt-left means.
Me neither.
the counter-protesters, if the counter-protesters had just let these people show up and do their little demonstration, nobody, like it wouldn't have gotten nearly this much attention. And one thing that happens now is,This physical violence to try to combat this, I really think is the wrong approach, because you can throw, you know, I can throw a rock and hit a Nazi in the head, and that can be on video, right? Well, there's going to be all these people that see that at home on the internet, and they're going to sympathize with the people that got just hit in the head with a brick, probably. You know, it's just
right.
So. I do think that I do think we should be paying a lot less attention. But
感情的に考えたらもちろんそのナチのサルーチてる人がパンチされてる写真とかすごい出てるじゃん。なんかそれは見て気持ちいいのも全然わかるし、まああんなナチのサルーチで殴られたら当たり前っていうかもうそれ。
I bet it feels good, but it doesn't mean it's the right thing to do.
そう思うんだけど、なんかそれ殴られたからってじゃあ人種差別やめますとかってならないと思うし、それやっぱり逆効果になっちゃうのかなっていうのは。
It's such a cliche, but you can't fight hate with hate.
あとなんかこういろんなメディアでやっぱアメリカでこういう人たちはうちのソサエリの居場所はないとか、うちの国とかソサエリから出ていけみたいな、
うん、
ふうに言うのもやっぱりもう私たちと彼らみたいな感じで分かれちゃって、うん、余計対立しちゃうと思うから。
Kind of, yeah, that like confirms their fears or whatever. It kind of validates their point. It's like, look, they don't want us here. Look, they hate us.
なんかもう無視すればいいのに。
Yeah, because this stuff kind of... They can spin this stuff as an argument to like white people to join their movement.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
No one was even thinking about whether or not to be a Nazi before this happened. Now a ton of people are like, maybe I should be a Nazi, you know?
なんかね、2013年ぐらいの話なんだけど、ドイツでやっぱりそういうネオナチのマーチがあった時に、あの、なんか逆にそれを反対してる人たちがそのマーチをスポンサーして、その人たちが1メートル歩くごとに10ユーロあのナチから抜けようとしてる人たちを助ける団体に寄付が行くみたいな、
huh.
だからその人たちが歩けば歩くほど、right. その人たちにとっては不利益になるみたいな、だからなんか別に暴力とかっていうよりも、yeah. なんかそういう風にして、
mm-hmm.
あの戦うっていうか反対の意思を示すみたいなは面白いなと思ったけど、
There's some kind of bizarre, like, McCarthyist type stuff going on right now, where people are just being labeled Nazi, like, super liberally, where all kinds of people, like, people aren't really careful at all about how they use the word Nazi, but,
yeah.
but a Nazi is a very serious accusation, and if you just call a bunch of people Nazi that aren't really Nazi, it loses the meaning of the word. And then it's like the real Nazis are just like basically regular dudes now because like we've called all these people Nazis. So that the...
でもやっぱりびっくりするよね。なんかそのそのなんだっけ?
I don't know what year it is.
Unite the right だっけ?
Yeah.
の人が言ってることとかさ、なんか彼の現実と私の現実があまりにも違いすぎて。
I mean, he made good points. He made a lot of bad points. But one thing that happened that really shook me is when he was standing, he had like a little microphone and he was standing in this field of grass. And he was saying the fact that we cannot assemble peacefully and he was saying like once conversation breaks down then people are going to resort to violence, and so he was talking about how censorship is a problem. Of course he's because he was being censored,
yeah,
but right when he was saying just as he was saying that when people resort to violence that's the failure of communication, someone runs up.
Ah, that's the other guy, the older guy, right? Him.
Yeah, oh, are you talking about a different guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this guy, the guy that, this guy
is
really grinding people's gears too. But once people are like beating him up for talking, you know, like that.
まあ、でも正直あれは人が死んだ後だから、あの、殴っていいことにはならないけど、あそこにああやって出ていったら、ああいうふうになるのは分かっただろう、お前もって思った。
Was that after someone
Yeah.
died that yeah. he was saying that?
Yes. It was after that girl died.
Really? How are you not just calling it off at that point? Like, it's clearly out of control.
知らない。まあ自分が正義と思ってるからじゃないの。
でも本当になんか
信じられない。Yeah.
It's such a embarrassing moment for
humanity, really.
And it happened so quickly.
Yeah.
You know, all of this stuff happened so quickly.
次.
2017 delivers. Is it?
Number four.
A new study published in Frontiers in Human Neuroscience examines the nature and frequency of near-death experiences. The researchers analyzed the accounts of 154 individuals who had experienced a near-death experience and found that people generally experienced several different phenomena. 80% of them reported experiencing peacefulness, 69% of them reported seeing a bright light, and 64% experienced encounters with spirits or people. Less common phenomena were speeding thoughts, 5%, and precognitive visions, 4%. Additionally, about a third of subjects reported having an experience outside of their body and then returning to it. Some 22% of the participants reported a sequence of seeing a tunnel, seeing a bright light, and then feeling peace.
学会誌 Frontiers in Human Neuroscience に掲載された研究で、臨死体験の本質と頻度について調べるため、実際に臨死体験をしたことがある154人の話を分析しました。その結果、基本的に複数の違う現象を体験しており、80% が平穏や安らぎを感じたと話し、69% が明るい光を見た、64% が精霊や人間に会ったと話していました。3分の1の臨死体験者が幽体離脱を経験し、22% がトンネルを見た後に明るい光が見えて安らぎを感じるという流れを経験していました。珍しい例としては 5% が思考の速度が早まったと話し、4% が未来を予知する映像が見えたと話していました。臨死体験。これ本当に面白いよね。前から思ってたけど。
It's one of the...
なんとなくパターンがあるじゃん、やっぱり。
But it's that...I mean, it's fitting that this was published in Frontiers. The ultimate frontier is what we're talking about, where we just, you know, you can't talk to someone who's, I mean, some people disagree, but you can't talk to someone who's dead, right? And we can't ask them what it's like. And so the near-death experience has been generally interpreted as, you know, the culmination up to crossing that boundary.
なんか死にそうな時ってやっぱりエンドルフィンだっけ？なんか快感のホルモンが出るみたいって言うじゃんよく。
Well, probably more consequential than endorphins. They say that in near-death experiences or death or actual death experiences thatA substance called dimethyltryptamine is released by your pineal gland in your brain, which causes intense hallucinations and stuff. So that could, maybe that could be partly an explanation for visions of, I mean, maybe of the future or tunnels.
なんかあんまりそのすごい怖いっていうのは聞かないもんね、確かに。そのすごい不安とか死にたくないみたいなっていうよりかはさ、もうちょっとなんかこういう光が見えるとか、なんかそんなにドロドロしてない感じっていうか、まあそういう風に感じるメリットがないもんね、脳からして。なんかそういうスピリチュアルなことをちょっとさておいたとしてもさ、
right.
もうこれはダメだって脳が判断した段階でさ、それはもう楽しいものでも何でも見せてくれって感じじゃない？だってそこで怖がる意味がないからも。
What is that experience based on? You know, we don't know what death is. Like, we don't know what death is. Like, I mean, if you ask a, you know, a scientist, anyone that could describe it to you in material terms.
Yeah.
But the idea that you're actually explaining what death is kind of ridiculous because we can't explain what the mind is. So we're talking about the mind, not operating anymore, but we can't really point to where that is. I mean, we can say, you know, your brain is going to physically degrade and these systems that keep this whole show running are going to come to some stop.
Isn't it weird that like,なんか小学生の時とかって私霊が見えるんだみたいなこう結構いたじゃん、
uh-huh.
でそれが本当だったのか嘘だったのかって、まあ、本人にしか分かんないことだけど、mm-hmm. 大人になると全然いなくない？
People that believe in ghosts?
いや、あの、見えるとか話せるっていう人、
mm-hmm. 周りに人でもいない。 I think the internet killed ghosts, didn't it? YouTube killed ghostsYouTube and like cameras and stuff.
そうだね。
Because like before cameras and YouTube, like who knows? I mean, it would make sense. Like where are all those people? Like most people are dead. Like the vast majority of people are dead.
Yeah.
Where are they? You know? Or, so if that's how you frame the question, then well, they're ghosts. You know, if the mind...is not necessarily inside the body, then does the body dying, you know? I mean, from a scientific standpoint, 100%, you're dead. It's nothingness. You're dead forever. But I feel like there's still some wiggle room, but there used to be more wiggle room. With less science, less cameras, and less YouTube, there was way more wiggle room for ghosts and for souls.
Yeah.
Boards and stuff, talking to your dead ancestors.
Yeah. The only ghosty thing that I remember personally is, なんか毎年小学校の時牧場に行ってたのね。牧場のキャンプに何週間とか。で、馬の世話してて、ある時一個の馬が死んじゃったの。行ってる間に。で、次の年行ったらお墓ができてて、その時は映るんですみたいな。使い捨てカメラを持ってたんだけど、子供だったから別に何も考えなくて、そのお墓の写真を撮ったの、で現像したらオーブっていうの、なんか白いフワンフワンフワンって浮いてるやつがいっぱい写ってたの、それは本当に。でも子供だったから怖いとかも思わなくて、ああなんかまあお墓だからそういうのも写るのよなって思って、何もなんか特に疑問に思わず、でその馬も好きだったから怖くないじゃん別に、だからへーと思ったのを覚えてる。
Just little horse ghosts?
なんかあれ何だったのか今もわかんないけど。
Just spirits? Is it made of it? Do you need the camera to see it? Or
I have no idea.
Because a lot of ghost people say that like only cameras can like, or like you have to, because you can't see some of this stuff unless it's likeYou know how you take a picture and it's like, oh, there was a ghost behind you, but none of us could see it.
Yeah.
You know.
ね、なんだろうね。
Kodak is amazing.
肉眼では見えないものがカメラでは見えるっていう。Have you had any ghost experience?
I've definitely had a lot of ghost. I have had a lot of ghost experiences, but I just.
What?
It's just my imagination, though, and I know that.
Yeah, I have those, like.なんかおばあちゃんが死んだ後におばあちゃんのものをめっちゃ私の部屋に置いてあって、なんか夜中勉強してる時とかに音がするわけよ、そのものがミシッとかガタッとか。でまあ夜中だし私も中学生ぐらいだったからすごい怖くて、でもおばあちゃんじゃん幽霊だとしても、だから一応なんか話しかけたよね、なんか言いたいことがあるんだったらお父さんのとこに行ってくださいみたいな、今私は勉強してるし夜中は怖いからやめてみたいな、言ったけどでも多分ただ物がずれたりしてただけだろうなとか。
Yeah. Do you see stuff in the dark?
What?
Like when it's dark, do you see stuff that's not there?Like if you look at darkness in your room sometimes, do you see stuff that's not there? Like, do you see like a monster or a creature or something, an alien or...
No. You do?
I used to a lot.
What?
And I still...
You have crazy kind of, imagination then.
Because I'll just...
You still see them? What do you see exactly?
I don't know what I'm looking at. I see something and then my brain decides what it is. Okay. And then I look at it. And then my brain does this like confirmation bias, like, oh, it is actually horrible monster. What does it look like? Well, it's not like one thing. It's just...
It's not like Monsters, Inc. みたいな可愛いやつじゃないやつ?
No, it depends. Like, it depends what I'm looking at. Because usually what I'm looking at is actually something like my Dyson or something. It looks like, you know, an extraterrestrial that is invading my room or something. You can see like very there's all these shapes and stuff in the dark, right? So your brain can kind of do this the Rorschach, how do you say that, the ink blot test. And so my brain would do that a lot when I was younger, and I remember I didn't want to be scared. I really didn't want to be scared. But my brain would do that anyways with my imagination for some reason. And then I would make like really deliberate efforts to like confront this thing that doesn't even exist.
Okay.
And then I stopped being afraid of the dark. So.
なんかダークネスではないけど、クマちゃんが死んじゃった後に、なんかいないっていうのを忘れてるから、なんかあ今 あっちに歩いてったって思っちゃった時とかはあった、なんかなんだろう、視覚的に見えてる感じがするんだよね本当に。でも、なんかperiferal viewで猫って常に動いてるじゃん、だからそれのなんか癖がついちゃってて脳に、
And so you'll have kind of this ghost limb version.
Yeah. で、あって思ってからあ違うもういないんだったみたいな感じ。でも昔の人とかだったら多分本当にあ今幽霊が見えたって思っただろうなっていう感じ。
You could convince that feeling that you had, the ghost limb Kuma-chan feeling, you could compare that with a spirit, right? Like if you interpreted that feeling a different way, you could think of that as a spirit.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
Like the imprinted memory of his presence can be interpreted as a spirit. Because a primitive person wouldn't assume like, oh yeah, my brain's fucked up. That's why that's happening.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
So.
So, you know, there, one thing about death, I heard Terrence McKenna say this in a recording, but he said this is the most limited form of existence that you will ever experience. And then it says you can't get deader than this. You know, so the idea is that your form as a person right now is actually a lower level existence. It's a reduction from the existence that you inhabited before you were born. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Does that not make sense? So you being in a person, let's say you die and you return to the universe, right? And let's say the universe is some domain, some realm that's made of infinite light and power and love or whatever.
Right.
And that's your source as an entity. So your existence right now, temporarily, as a human being, is actually a reduction of the realm that you originated from.
If you think that we are separated from the universe.
Well, you're separated. Like temporarily. You're separated now. This is a temporary...
Well, we don't know that.
Well, you're...
I feel connected to the universe.
You might think so, but you still have an ego and a sense of self. If you were really...
Maybe I'm just like a tentacle.
Yeah, you are like a tentacle, some tendril, you know, drilling down into the material world out of this, I guess, just the universe itself. And so an optimistic interpretation of death is that your state right now is the most limited form of existence that you'll ever have. And that this is as dead as you're going to get.
Right. That's an interesting positive way of looking at our life, I guess.
According to a team of neuroscientists, the human brain can create memories during sleep. The researchers conducted an experiment in which they played sound patterns to sleeping people and then tested their ability to recognize them after they awoke. The subjects who had heard the patterns during their sleep performed much better than controls. The researchers noted, however, that if the sound was played to subjects during REM sleep, that it would impair their recall. Thomas Andrelon, an author of the study, stated the following: "We prove that you can learn during sleep, which has been a topic debated for years. The sleeping brain is including a lot of information that is happening outside and processing it to quite an impressive degree of complexity." The study was published in the journal Nature Communications.
学会誌 Nature Communications に掲載された研究で、人間は寝ている間にも新しい記憶を形成できることが分かりました。寝ている間に特定のパターンの音を流して、起きた後にその音を認識できるか対照実験を行った結果、コントロールグループと比較して大幅に認識できていました。しかし、レム睡眠の間に音を聞かせた場合は、きちんと記憶できませんでした。研究を率いたトーマス・アンドリオン氏は以下のように述べています。長年議論を呼んできましたが、寝ている間にも学習できるということが証明されました。脳は寝ている間も高い度合いの複雑さを持って、周りで起きているたくさんの情報を処理しているのです。なんか音だけじゃなくて、やっぱ言語とかでやってみてほしいよね。
Mm. Well, people have.
なんかあるじゃん、そういうソフト売ってるじゃん、睡眠学習みたいな。寝てる間にロシア語をずっとなんかこれはリンゴです、oh、これはオレンジっていう意味ですとか言われてたらさ、一個ぐらいは覚えたいよね。
It'll affect your dreams too. You know,、mm. all of a sudden you'll be、on board the Soyuz.Rocket or something,
right,
you know,
because drinking of, vodka.
Yeah, just because of the.
もうロシアのイメージ限られすぎてこれロシア人聞いてたらごめんね。Yeah.
Yeah.
そうだね。
But there was a device in 1927 that someone developed called the psychophone, which was a phonograph connected to a clock. And so they could time when it would play.Audio for you to study with、mm. while you're sleeping. And so they had records for that would make you live longer, life extension, weight loss, mating, records for inspiration, to teach you about your health. So people were trying to learn stuff while they were unconscious、mm. Quite vigorously at the time. And there is an episode of, what is it? Dexter's Laboratory? Is it just called Dexter's Laboratory?
Dexter.
You know Dexter's?
The show?
Yeah, the show.
The murderer show?
No. There's like this scientist、
oh.
kid. It's like this
Wait,
old...
Wait, the cartoon?
Yeah, the cartoon.
Yeah.
And there's
oh
an
my
episode...
god, Dexter's Lab かな。Oh my god, 超懐かしい。メガネかけてるやつでしょ?
Yeah, he's like really small. And he has like a sister that's like...
え、しかもさ、家は普通なんだよね。
Yeah, and he has like a...
ドラえもんみたいな感じでカシャンってやるとわーって下に降りててさ。And there's that annoying girl, female friend.、
Mm-hmm. Isn't that his sister?
Oh yeah, maybe that was his sister. Way bigger than him.
Yeah.
Like taller.
Yeah.
Oh my god, 超懐かしい。Cartoon channel でしょ?
Cartoon Network.
Yeah, Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Channel. But yes. There was an episode on that show where he wanted to learn. He's like a nerdy scientist boy, right? So he、
yeah.
tries to do all this stuff to like use his science to get ahead.
Yeah.
And he had a test, a French exam, like、
okay.
the next day. But he hadn't done anything. He had been, I don't know, building a spaceship or something.
よく覚えてんね。
And so he put...The French, he recorded the French lessons and put on a record and had it play while he was sleeping.
Okay.
But the needle got messed up and it just repeated the same phrase, omelette du fromage, over and over while he was sleeping. And so Dexter wakes up and he goes to school, he, from the moment he wakes up, the only words he can say are omelette du fromage. And so he goes, like, no matter what he wants to say, like, he can only say omelette du fromage.
Kawaiso.
And for some reason, like, that was...
You avoid that.
The episode?
Yeah.
Well, it was almost like... it's almost like a mnemonic. They played the phrase omelette du fromage so many times in the episode that it became thematically memorable. So I don't remember any other Dexter, like, but that, right. I remember that one because it was like, I kind of believed it too. I felt like I could fall asleep and mess up my brain or something.
So you can order it in France.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I found out that it's not true though later, like, or it's not accurate. Like, if you want to say cheese omelette, it's not actually omelette du fromage, but it's like omelette au.
Huh.
How do you say that second? That, like, au.
Oh.
Au fromage. So it ended up being wrong.
Huh.
Which is weird, but.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
There
was also something, I guess it still exists. Hypnopedia,
okay,
which is a combination of hypnosis and encyclopedia. or maybe maybe it's a real word, and those are they.
どういうこと?
But hypnopedia is the idea of learning under hypnosis.
Okay.
So, like, the idea is that you can learn much more effectively while you are hypnotized.
それやりたい。やってみたい。本当かな。てかね、催眠にかかってみたいんだよね。この間ね、会ったの。催眠できる人に。なんだけど、まあそれ人狼やってたから、ちょっと催眠かける時間もなかったから、お願いもしなかったんだけど、もう一回あの人に会いたいな。
Yeah, hypnosis is...
なんかもともと脳の...
It's weird, huh?
脳神経学かなんかの研究してた人って言ってた。
Supposedly, half of it depends on the mindset of the subject, you know?
そうそうそうそう。
So, you have to...
多分なんか, you have to be willing to be hypnotized, じゃない?
You might... Not only do you have to be willing, but you might actually have to be hypnotized.
Yeah.
Like, do it. Like,
結構メディテーションとかと一緒かなって思ってんだけど、なんか半分は自分のエフォートも関係あるじゃん。なんていうの、待ってても誰かがやってくれられるもんじゃないっていうかさ、自分の脳の状態によるじゃん。
How is hypnosis a real thing?
What?
How is hypnosis a real thing? It is, though.
I think so.
It is.
Yeah.
It is a real thing. Yeah. But what does that mean? You know, like this person can sit you down and, like, you know, make your eyes glaze over and you remember shit from, like, when you were 3 years old or something. And
yeah.
Like, how does... It's becoming really popular. There's, like, a lot of hypnotists now.
Hmm.
I think it's, like, a growing... Because high-level athletes are using hypnosis.
Okay.
They're not using it in such a bizarre...
ちょっとさ、ゲストで来てほしくない。ちょっとバイリンガルの催眠術できる人、本物ね、本物に限りね。
We're gonna be hypnotized. It's gonna be dangerous.
ね、ちょっとやりたいよね。やってみてほしい。すごい気になる。なんかどんな感じになるのか。
Yeah, it's definitely... it's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's weird.
次。
Astrophysicist Daniel Whitmire has published a paper in International Journal of Astrobiology in which he suggests that most alien species in the cosmos, such as our own, cause their own extinction soon after attaining advanced technological knowledge. Whitmire's argument is based on the statistical concept of mediocrity, which suggests that given no evidence to the contrary, the assumption should be made that we are fairly typical in the universe. Given that it has only been about a century since the Industrial Revolution, Whitmire places two standard deviations, or the 95% confidence interval, at 200 years. Assuming a normal distribution and adjusting for age, he moves it out to 500 years. as there is no upper limit. If we are typical, then it logically follows that most civilizations become extinct soon after developing technology. If this were not true, then a typical conscious species would be much older, and human beings would be very atypical in their youth. Of course, this would also mean that we are among the weakest conscious species in the cosmos.
学会誌 International Journal of Astrobiology に掲載された論文で、天体物理学者のダニエル・ウィトマイヤー氏が、宇宙に存在する大半の地球外生命体は高度な技術的知識を得てから間もなくして絶滅しているのではないかと提言しました。これは根拠を持って覆されない限りは、私たち人間は宇宙においてごく典型的な存在であるという推測をすべきであるという統計学上の概念に基づいています。産業革命からまだ1世紀しか経っていないことから、ウィトマイヤー氏は2つの標準偏差、または 95% 信頼区間を200年としています。上限がないため、正規分布曲線と年齢調整を考慮した場合は500年としています。もし人類が典型的であるならば、大半の文明はテクノロジーを開発した後に絶滅していると考えるのが論理的です。もし絶滅しないのなら、意識を持った典型的な生命体は人類よりずっと長い歴史を持っており、逆に人類は若い非典型的な存在ということになります。そして当然それは宇宙に存在する意識を持った生命体の中で人類が最も弱いものの一つということになります。
Yep.
だから人間と同じぐらいの年齢のものばっかりでそれが典型的じゃない場合ってこと？だってそしたらさ別に絶滅していると考えるのは論理的ですってことにはなんないよね。
In some ways, it seems to me like this is circular, but it's also logical.
if we're all at the same level right now, like if the aliens are at the same on the same page as us.
What do you mean by that, though?
Then that'll make us typical, right? Wouldn't it?
The aliens is like all aliens or like most?
Most aliens are well, around the same
right.
stage as us right now. Like they're kind of working on AI とか. Then that'll make us typical. But then they haven't gone extinct.Like, that's also possible, right?
Well, if we're typical, then what he's saying is that almost all alien species would go extinct within a few hundred years if we are typical. And there's a high probability that we are typical.
Right.
Probabilistically, just by definition, we're very likely typical. That's how statistical distributions work. So this is kind of a statistical fact.
Right.
But it's not more than a statistical fact.
Right.
Statistics is just such a language death trap.
まあしかもだってこの statistics って言ってもその statistics 自体がさこれしかベースがないからってことでしょ今私たちが分かっているものしか。
But this takes that into account. Well, I mean, I don't know if you can even say that. This makes that assumption. So,Given no other information, you should assume.
Right.
You should assume that it is typical.
Right. 今持ってる情報の中で考えるのであれば、これが一番論理的っていう。
But we could be an absolute outlier. But it's very difficult to say this stuff appropriately. This is, I mean, he's making a, this is a, I'm sure that this has been pointed out before. I would be very surprised if it hadn't.
Mm.
But I hadn't really come across it this way. And it's kind of, there's these two mutually exclusive positions where if we are not typical, then we are probably the dumbest. Because we are so early in our technological development, like, I don't think anyone would really debate that. Like, it's only been 100 or so years since the Industrial Revolution.
Yeah.
So we, and on a cosmological timeline, that is that is unbelievably early. So in order to make the assumption that most technologically developed alien civilizations do survive at all, to say that they survive at all, to say that they survive, you know, 10,000 years even, makes the assumption that we are absolutely an outlier. Either, I mean, in that case, we would be an outlier in terms of our point along the,
right,
the timeline of development, if that makes sense. It's a weird...
面白いなって思っちゃった。でもなんか最後が分かってる方が安心するっていうのもあると思うんだけど、人間だから。
Which scenario feels better?
Feels better?
For you. Which do you think is a better scenario for the human race?
For the human race?
Yeah, that 95% of civilizations die within a few hundred years, or we are absolutely an outlier.
Well, definitely the latter would be better for the human race, obviously, right? Like, we're so special.
Uh-huh.
We're super special. This has never happened before, you right. know?
But think about how different these positions are. It's either fucked.
For sure.
It's either fucked or
it's we're so wonderful. We're
unbelievably lucky, and everything is riding on us.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The fate of the universe. If that's not true, the extent to which that we are actually an outlier in the cosmos is very, very difficult to. I mean, it would be bordering on a miracle.
Yeah.
I don't think we really appreciate either of these positions appropriately.
Yeah.
There is no conversation about, you know, what our relationship is to the rest of the universe. We're you know, in Charlottesville and stuff. Like, we're totally on other things.
So done. Yeah, these are too big of a question for humans, I guess.
I don't think it should be, though.
本当はね。
It shouldn't be, because you have this conversation and then you think about all this stuff that's going on. It's like, hold up. This stuff is dumb.
Yeah.
Like, there's a way...
For sure.
There needs to be, you know, I've always wanted there to be a president that talks in these terms.
Mm.
We are on a ball. It's flying through outer space. We're not sure what's going on, but this is it. Like, this is it. This is the whole team.
Yeah.
This is the whole team. We've got, you know, the US and China and Japan, Korea, and Russia, and South, you know. This is it. This is everybody. Everyone else is dead. All right. So we need to assemble all these people and work on the things that we all care about.
ね。なんかそういう話し方をする大統領とか首相とか見てみたいよね。Yeah. Yeah. Take some chill pill, everybody.
But.
This is really cool, though. I like this story.
Yeah, it's real. That's the fucked up. This is real. Like, one of these is actually true.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
This isn't just a disco. This isn't just words. This isn't just words.
It's killing me.
Like, the fate of the entire universe could just be hanging on these monkeys, and we would just have no idea, because either it's fucked, or the stakes literally couldn't be higher.
Yeah.
And we kind of just, oh, whatever, what's on TV? You know, what, you know, the, have you seen the new episode? Like, there's crazy, like, there's real.
Okay, don't make fun of Game of Thrones, okay? It, that shit's serious.
But when it, I know better than to make fun of it at this point.
Yeah, people are going to be sending you hate mails.
Yeah.
No.
And how crazy would it be, though, you know, if we are somehow like the first, or we are somehow like
super special,
just an absolutely extreme outlier.
Then we're not God. I have a feeling that a lot of people actually think that way without realizing how crazy that is. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, Christians, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, takes the stance that this is totally not typical, this is special. Or like people who are like, oh yeah, like you know, advanced technology, mm-hmm. aliens, that's so crazy, then that means that we're the only one out here.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually crazier if you actually think about it.
They're both pretty crazy. no one is able to really understand what this means, you know, like, yeah.
That's why it's fun.
It's, if you could, like, right now in this moment, if I could really understand what we just said, I would probably start crying. If I really, if I'm not crying, yeah, then yeah. I don't really get it,
yeah,
because it's some of this stuff is that profound, and
yeah.
and people get lost in this. In this world, I kind of think of it like the situation in Westworld is a good metaphor, you know, like you shouldn't be so tied to the material nature of this world. The fact is you showed up here. You didn't ask to be here. You showed up here. And there are people here, and you can have a conversation with these people that just happen to be here. I mean, how lucky is it that there's other people here to even talk to and have yeah. a conversation about, you know, what's going on and how do you enjoy yourself and how do you have a fulfilling life?
Yeah.
Instead of
literally, each other up.
Literally everything except for that has been going on.
Yeah.
It seems like so.
そうだね。もったいないよね。大きいスケールで見たら。Oh, well.
I'm going to see the Nishoku
yeah.
in Nebraska, which mm-hmm. is...
Is it going to be... Is it cold? Is it hot? What's going on?
Well, it'll be cold during, because the sun will be blocked out. But
right.
I don't know anything about Nebraska. I've never... No one... Well, not no one, but there's very few people that have been to Nebraska.
Right.
And that's going to change. It's going to be a weird... This is a cosmic alignment, right?
Yeah.
I have a cosmic alignment in my calendar. Just... I don't really know how to think about it or what to expect.
Yeah. Because
you kind of see pictures and people say it's a big deal. But
yeah.
I don't really know, you know, like what...
Well, have fun.
It's going to be... There's eclipse chasers. People are going to be all over, coming from all over the world. I'm yeah. sure there's going to be a lot of Japanese people there.
Yeah.
Nebraska
って何があるの?何が有名なの? Like...
So Nebraska has...
Like food-wise?
Steak.
Isn't that like the rest of America? No.
Well, Nebraska is near like farm...
Oh, okay.
It's like farm
okay.
country
hmm.
and cattle country and all that stuff. There's
right.
there's not a whole lot in Nebraska. There's, I looked. There's seriously these little towns. And each town has...
Oh, yeah, you were telling me.
A church, school, yeah. park, doctor. And then you right. drive, you know, 20 miles and church, school, park. Doctor and,
right.
and there's only like just like five houses or something. Like these towns are super
right
super small towns in and it's so flat. It's very I mean I've been to Texas and Arizona and some of these other places, but Nebraska is kind of on a different level. They have a train yard. It's a very famous train yard.
Right.
It was part of the...
Yeah, for now, though, we were joking, like, oh, don't let them turn you into a wax doll or...
Yeah, that's kind of the...
steal your face skin.
Yeah, it's so rude. I mean, the perception that people have of, like, kind of the flyover states in America is, like, they're... these just total hillbillies that are just chainsaw massacring people.
Yeah. Jason and the entire town is trying to kill you.
But I saw some videos, interviews of people that live in some of these towns in Nebraska.
Okay.
And I mean, there's other states in that along this line that are involved too, but they are super excited to have people come.
Oh.
And they're like,
that's cool.
We've never had anybody come through our town like that. Oh, we can't believe. Like, they're just, they just seem like really positive.
That's nice.
Excited. I don't know. It's simple, like a rude. They I mean, their lives are fairly simple compared to our lives, you know. So.
Okay. My life's pretty simple. I just pet cats all day. So.
Well, it's not. I mean, it could be simpler. Imagine you wake up at, you know, 4 a.m. and you milk cows or...
That's way more complicated than me just in my apartment petting cats. Like, come on.
Yeah, but I guess okay. So.
Mojokoshi no tekisto wa Android to Mac to iPhone to iPad de kounyu dekimasu node tameshite mite kudasai. Saisho no 1 wame kara 3 wame wa muryou desu. 月額240円で全部読み放題っていうのをやってますのでマイケルが何言ったか確認したいとか単語を覚えたいとかいろいろ使ってみてください。単語テスト機能もついています。あとエッセイとかね、
うん、
あとインスタグラム、ツイッター、フェイスブックやっていますのでフォローお願いしますはい、終わり、
終わり、以上です。はい。